story with Max Twin City
You're
Recycling.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose...
Brett Kavanaugh's accuser could tell her story at the Senate. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
These allegations are to be treated with the utmost gravity.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he believes Christine Blasey Ford, who has been invited to testify Monday before the Judiciary Committee, though Ford hasn't accepted that offer yet. She claims the Supreme Court nominee groped and tried to sexually assault her at a party when they were teenagers in the 1980s. He denies that and could also testify Monday. One of his old friends from high school, Megan McCaleb, has a hard time believing the allegations.
It is not the Brett Kavanaugh that we know. It is so wildly inaccurate to his character.
Democrats want an FBI investigation. President Trump has done something Democratic House Leader Nancy Pelosi calls desperate and dangerous, ordering declassifications in the Russia probe he calls a witch hunt, including the now infamous application used to get surveillance approved on ex-Trump campaign advisor Carter Page.
As well as all text messages related to Russia without redactions from former FBI Director James Comey, his deputy Andrew McCabe, or as well as former FBI agent Peter Strzok and former FBI lawyer Lisa Page.
Fox's Catherine Herod. Some rivers keep rising in the Carolinas where roads remain underwater. Some communities badly flooded like Pollocksville.
Our little town will never be the same again.
Hurricane Florence also hit Wilmington hard. Fox's Evan Brown's there live.
Yeah, Dave, the Army got through flooded highways delivering tarps, water, and food to this now isolated city. Woody White is the Hanover County Commissioner Chairman.
I'm sure their MREs and food that's easy for people to eat without power and without cooking and things like that.
They've got enough to feed everyone for a few days. More is readily available, but retail stores are reopening. Meanwhile, the Cape Fear River is expected to crest today, and that could bring more flooding to residential communities and the city's downtown area, Dave.
And Florence is blamed for 32 deaths in three states. This is Fox News, fair and balanced.
Dr. Bob Arnott for Salon Pass.
I'm training for the world's most grueling paddleboard race. 32 miles of open ocean, high winds, and surf. Naturally, I get a lot of muscle pain. 50 years in medicine has taught me what to look for in a pain reliever. Powerful, targeted, non-addictive, and available without a prescription. I found it in Salon Pass Lidocaine Plus. It has two powerful anesthetics that numb nerves right where it hurts. Salon Pass gives me relief.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Moscow is pointing a finger at Israel after a Russian plane was shot down in the Mediterranean. Israel's expressing sorrow, but also blaming Iran and Hezbollah.
Syrian anti-aircraft missiles bringing down a Russian reconnaissance aircraft, but Moscow is blaming Israel for the crash, which killed all 15 on board the IL-20 shot down over the Mediterranean. Russia, a key backer of the Syrian president, is claiming its aircraft was being used as a shield by Israeli fighters attacking targets in northwestern Syria, and that Israel only gave a warning a minute before the strike. The Russian Defense Ministry reported as saying it reserves the right to take appropriate measures over what it calls Israel's deliberate provocation. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A California sheriff's deputy is expected to recover the day after he was injured in a shooting that left another deputy dead. It happened at a Pep Boys store near Sacramento. A customer arguing with an employee opened fire. That gunman was also wounded, so was a bystander. In Tennessee, a police-involved shooting has left a man in critical condition.
The family of Martavius Banks wants an investigation into the conduct of Memphis police officers after a traffic stop resulted in Banks being shot. Banks, who was identified to local media by his mother, is still in critical condition. Police say he was armed during a traffic stop on Monday evening when he jumped out of the car and ran. Officers chased him. Shots were fired and Banks was hit. In the hours after the shooting, protesters gathered at the scene calling for action by the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, disputing the official account of officers and suggesting a cover-up. Police have not given the names, races, or other information of the officers who opened fire. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Days after dozens of homes exploded or caught fire in three Massachusetts towns, the gas company says pressure in its pipelines right before the disaster was 12 times higher than it should have been. One person was killed. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Local news with Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by ABC Heating and Air. It's as easy as ABC to always be comfortable. Depend on their skilled, licensed, and experienced technicians at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning to help you with your residential and commercial needs. ABCHeatingandAC.com. Or 352-5400.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Governor Bruce Rauner says we could see a new University of Illinois campus in the Quad Cities quickly. He told the Quad Cities Times editorial board he has soft circles with their alumni with $3 billion in private investments. He also expressed a desire to bring satellite campuses to Rockford and Peoria. Emergency crews were responding to a single vehicle accident with injuries early this morning. The News Gazette says it happened at about 1:15 a.m. on I-57 just south of Champaign. The left lane of the northbound lanes was closed for about 40 minutes while crews cleared the scene. Urbana leaders on Monday approved a more than $8 million deal with the Illinois Department of Transportation to improve the area of University Avenue between Wright and Maple Streets. WCIA says there have been several accidents in that area over the last several years, including some fatal accidents. IDOT is covering most of the cost of the construction. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
It's starting to feel like fall at Central Illinois. Football has started, temps from day to day are getting cooler, and now is a good time to have your furnace inspected with ABC Heating and Air. Call 352-5400. They serve Champaign, Urbana, and surrounding communities and are proud to support our local high school football teams this fall. ABCHeatingandAC.com or call 352-5400. That's 352-5400.
All right, here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, they turn your feelings into flowers. 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Two locations, one's at Windsor and Duncan in Champaign and Cunningham in Urbana. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. Sunshine and a high 92. Another warm one today. 66 on our low tonight. The chance of showers after 1 at 10%. A 40% chance of rain now in the forecast for tomorrow with a high 91, low 71, especially late afternoon and into the evening. Sunny on Thursday. We're clear up to 94
wow.
for the high.
Come on.
Down to 72.
Summer.
Do they call this Indian summer then?
I don't think so. It's still too early. Wouldn't
I've
that be in October?
A lot of woolly worms and stuff on the rural roads.
It means
anyway.
Early winter or something.
Is that right?
Something
okay.
like that.
Anyway, sunshine, and then we start to get the rain and the temperatures will change. We're at 68 now on ESPN 93.5.
All right, good to have you along. It is Tuesday, September 18. Later this hour, we'll call Dr. Todd Likens if you have a veterinary-type question. Dog or cat, something going on there. We can answer those at about 10 before 8 at 359-2255. You're welcome to ask any questions you have for our Ask the Vet coming up. Okay, baseball. Wow, everybody won. Milwaukee won. Cubbies win in the desert. I got some clips from home runs by Baez and Bryant. Sounds like it's at Wrigley with all the people that love the Cubs, particularly in Mesa. They were in Phoenix watching the Cubs beat Arizona. Cardinals win. They beat a very good team down in Atlanta. And with L.A. beating Colorado, the Cardinals now half a game ahead of Colorado for that second wild card spot. Coming down to it. There are just 11 games left. Cardinals are holding on here. See if they can get in. We'll have all the recaps coming up. All right, it's ESPN 93.5, 709. You heard about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and the accusation now coming from a woman from 36 years ago from a high school party. A sexual assault, attempted rape is what the woman said happened. And so now they'll both testify open committee coming up on Monday. Both will testify this Monday. Antoine Seawright, Democrat, Washington, D.C. How are you?
Evie, how are you?
Great, man. Where are you going today?
I'm going back home to God's country, South Carolina, where the road to heaven and the White House runs through.
Hey, how's the weather down there, man? You guys survive in your area?
There are a few parts of the state who are still in some unique situations and will be that way for a while. And so I just ask that you all continue to pray for the Carolinas, North Carolina and South Carolina, because it will be a long road to recovery.
A lot of water, man. Our prayers are with you. Okay, Brett Kavanaugh, accusation 36 years ago. White House says woman should be heard. I agree. What's your take on all of it, Antoine?
I think this feeds into a narrative for the Republicans and for the Democrats. One, a narrative that we have to be very careful in our vetting of any candidate or any position that's going to serve in our government, especially the highest court in the land, and especially a seat that will be for a lifetime. You know, I say all the time, Donald Trump will come, Donald Trump will go, whether that's 2 years from now or 6 years from now, depending on what happens in 2020. But some of his appointments and some of the decisions he will make will last for a lifetime. And how the Republican majority committee has ran this process in terms of the not letting the public have access to the documents, the whole ram the nominee down your throat, and now things like this come up, and now people want transparency in the process, and I think it's so important. That's why I was on the train with the Democrats saying, let's slow this down, let's thoroughly vet this nominee, and let's wait until after the midterms. And I think this gives a reason why we should slow this process down.
Okay. All right. Well, now, regardless of all the documents out there, we'd probably disagree a little bit on that one, because there's like a million documents or whatever it is, and you could drag your feet as long as you want, but this particular thing coming up, is this going to be the new standard? Because it's going to be probably he said, she said, and I don't think a tie will help Brett Kavanaugh in something so serious. The other women that have come out, 60, have said, whoa, I dated him in high school. We never saw him stumbling drunk. We never saw it. Guy in the room said it didn't happen. I don't know if this is going to be the new. If somebody comes forward on as high as a senator or a vice president or something, I mean, is this an eliminator now? Is this where we're going?
Well, Steve, here's the problem. You know, a lot of people are comparing this to Anita Hill. I contend this is probably more serious than Anita Hill for many, many reasons. The problem with the accusations is I don't know if people wake up in the morning and want to, you know, inject themselves in this kind of situation about this kind of accusation. I think it's very serious. And if you've ever been privy to speak to anyone who dealt with sexual assault or dealt with rape or any of those things, you'll know how tough it is and how some things trigger certain things. And so it's a very serious accusation. For the women who signed the letter, north of 60 people, at the end of the day, from all the things I've read, been told, many of them did not know why they were signing the letter. I think the Washington Post and the New York Times did in-depth, I guess, circle back with those people, and only a few of them have agreed to stand by Kavanaugh and the letter they signed, saying they support him. So that's a different argument by itself. At the end of the day, I think this process needs to be slowed down. I think we need to hear, and hopefully something will come from this. And then and in the end, when it's all said and done, that the American people will know who perhaps is going to be at the highest level of our court.
I tell you, though, Antoine, you'd agree that an accusation, I agree, I think it's deeper than and more serious than Anita Hill. That was a sexual harassment or something. If he did this, he's to be impeached on where he is. I mean, and criminal. I mean, this is a rape, Alec. This is entirely different, but it's just as bad if it's not true as if it's true. You're ruining a guy, or you're changing this woman's life forever.
Steve, if it's not true, then I think we have a whole other problem. But again, and I could be wrong. I don't know.
I don't know.
If she came and was to tap me on my shoulder right now. But what I do know is I don't know any person of her character and her background that would have a reason to lie about something so serious. I mean, it's not like stealing peppermint from, you know, the grocery store. It's not like
I understand. But again, it's going to be very difficult to know what happened. That's the point, is that if this is what it's going to take to disqualify somebody, man, we're opening ourselves up for a tough process, because you could have people manipulate this system in this way. That's a big deal. There's a lot at stake. Everybody is agreeing to that. I just hope and pray that justice is done, the right thing happens. People believe Clarence Thomas back in the day, and not Anita Hill, even though Anita Hill's been speaking out for 30 years since that time. Antoine, nice to chat again. I appreciate it. How do people find you?
They can find me online, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. I warn people, I will block any troll or any bot. So my Twitter, my online is Antoine, A-N-T-J-U-A-N, C-Right, S-E-A-W-R-I-G-H-T.
All right. Nice visiting, but I appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Antoine Searight, Democrat from Washington, D.C. this morning, headed back to South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see the danger of an accusation. And I want to tend to believe a woman. This is 36 years ago at a party where the alleged stumbling drunk future Supreme Court justice nominee. And nobody in his circle has ever said they saw him stumbling drunk. They drank beer, but he was always the sensible one. He was always looking out. I mean, you've had former girlfriends on TV saying, I never saw it. So now what? mistaken identity, pretty drunk, not sure, looked like him. I don't know.
This could be the one that changed his mind about alcohol, though.
Well,
it could be the one instance, and then he turned it around.
You see the danger of he said, she said.
I know.
I mean,
so many years ago.
It's so many years. And why wait this long? Well, we were protecting her. Why did Dianne Feinstein out her then?
I don't know.
So bad.
I mean, I guess she wasn't willing to step up.
Well, then why would they out her? They outed her. That's not right either.
She decided over the weekend.
No, she was forced because they gave the letter. And she was outed.
Okay.
She didn't want to do it. Check your sports head. Leave text him 359-2255.
Well, and we can wait on the Redbird recap if you want, but.
Oh, we go. It's a lot of good stuff.
It's a lot of good stuff because the Cardinals won 11-6 over Atlanta. ESPN 93.5 with your recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney in Atlanta, Georgia, where last night the Cardinals made it 2 in a row in the win column. They turned back the Braves 11-6. Home runs by Colton Wong, Paul DeYoung, Harrison Bader, and Yadier Molina.
Swing and a long one to right field. This one's deep. It's back to the wall, and it's gone. Long gone. Home run, Colton Wong. A swing and a long one. Left center field. He got it all. A home run for Paul DeYoung. A swing and a high fly ball. Left center field. Hit deep. Back to the wall. It's a gunner. A 3-run homer for Harrison Bader.
But it was a big pitch with the bases loaded. 2 outs. The Cardinals up by 3. And Freddie Freeman at the plate. Albies, Acuna, and Duda will be moving on the 3-2 pitch with 2 outs. 9-6 Cardinals. The runners lead. There they go. The windup. The pitch.
Freeman strikes out swinging and slams his bat. Throws his helmet down. Freeman left the bases loaded. And here we go to the ninth with the Cardinals leading 9-6 in Atlanta.
The Cardinals went on to win 11-6.
Carlos was having command problems in that inning, but was able to come up with a big slider on a 3-2 pitch with the bases loaded at the time. The game was certainly up in the air. Cardinals added some runs in the ninth to give them some breathing room.
Miles Michaelis picked up his 16th win. He didn't go very deep in the game.
No, he didn't, but he didn't walk anybody, and that was the problem for Foltynewicz. The Braves starter, Michaelis, was better.
The Cardinals try to make it 2 in a row over the Braves tonight in the South, and they'll go with Austin Gomber against Anibal Sanchez. We're on the air at 5:40 Central.
Hi,
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett. And what you're hearing in the background are the sounds of Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. It's also the feeling you get when you visit Wisconsin. And you'll feel it all around our state, from festivals to sporting events. It's tricky to say, but easy to feel. That's Gemütlichkeit. And that is Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the fun begin.
Cubs win 5-1 in Arizona. A few homers in the desert.
And you know, Cubs do spring training in Mesa.
Yes.
And this is in Phoenix. Uh-huh. It sounds like it's in Wrigley.
Baez drives one in the air. Deep left center. This ball's got a chance. Gone.
It's a road game.
That's Baez with a two-run homer.
It's a crowd.
Cubs lead 3-0.
The road game.
Fly ball deep right center field. That ball's got a chance. Gone. To the swimming pool area in right center. Chris Bryant with a long home run to right center. His 12th of the year, his first home run since the 20th of July.
Unbelievable.
And the Cubs now lead 5-0.
A road game.
That's awesome. That's not a great lots of Cubs fans.
I mean, how many people in Mesa? I mean, they're Cub fans, right? They retire. And they go to Phoenix for the ball game.
Maybe.
Arizona's limping to the end, so Cubbies doing fine as they close out the NL Central title. They'll await. Await is today. They'll await the winner of Milwaukee and either Colorado, LA, or the Cardinals. So I mean, it's you're going to take the wild card because you take the worst supposedly wild card, even though the records are really good, and they'll play the best record, which right now are the Cubs. So it could be Cubs Cardinals in a 5-game set. It's possible.
That'd be great.
I mean,
especially for Stevie J broadcasting.
Well, you bet. We've got them both. So let's go.
8:40 tonight on US 105.9 for you Cubs fans. And Milwaukee did win over Cincinnati 8-0 yesterday. Chicago White Sox had the day off yesterday. They've got Cleveland tonight. Bears over Seattle. That final was 24-17. Lots of good stuff from the Bears base. And talking about the 5 sacks that happened in the first half. And also, Mitchell Trubisky did good. So, good stuff for the Bears.
This Mack, Khalil Mack.
Mm-hmm.
That's a game changer.
Created a forced fumble that Seattle ultimately recovered.
But he's the man.
I think scrambling.
I tell you what, the Bears look like they're good.
Yeah.
Wow, good for them.
People are feeling optimistic in Chicago.
I think so.
Preseason hockey, Blackhawks and Columbus Blues and Dallas. Some people are excited about that. And Illinois volleyball had a couple of players make Big Ten Players of the Week. Jordan Poulter for the third straight week is our setter and outside hitter, Jacqueline Quaid. Congratulations, 11-0 for our Illini. Mm. They'll be West Lafayette on Friday taking on Purdue.
All right, Fox Business Minute brought to you this morning by Eric Boland, who was on jury duty with me 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Is that right? Jane DeLuce on with me.
No way!
I knew at least a dozen people in that room out of 150.
That's awesome.
It was a good time.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
From the Fox Business Network, Visa and MasterCard have settled a lawsuit with U.S. retailers over the fees they pay to credit card companies so you can use your card in stores. The lawsuit dates back to 2005. The settlement will ultimately cost the credit card industry more than $6 billion. MoviePass is still struggling, and now it's planning another reverse stock split to prevent being delisted from the NASDAQ. It will take 500 shares of stock to equal one share of the new stock and its parent company, Helios and Matheson. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says it's up to China now to take the next steps on trade talks. China's planning to retaliate after the U.S. imposed tariffs on an additional $200 billion worth of imports. The Dow was down 92 yesterday. NASDAQ dropped 114. S&P lost 16. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Dr. Bob Arnott for Salon Pass.
I'm training for the world's most grueling paddleboard race. 32 miles of open ocean, high winds, and surf. Naturally, I get a lot of muscle pain. 50 years in medicine has taught me what to look for in a pain reliever. Powerful, targeted, non-addictive, and available without a prescription. I found it in Salon Pass Lidocaine Plus. It has two powerful anesthetics that numb nerves right where it hurts. Salon Pass gives me relief.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network. Member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey guys, it's Mike Carpenter from Tay & Carp on ESPN 93.5. For over 20 years, Simplified Computers has been helping local businesses and nonprofits with their computing and networking needs. Simplified Computers covers everything from servers, network security, cloud-based applications, wireless accessibility, computer support. In short, whatever technical issues your business runs into, the guys at Simplified Computers have seen it and they can help. Call them at 352-5000. That's 352-5000. Simplified Computers, simply the best.
Okay, Ask the Vet coming up if you have a dog or cat question. 359-2255, the text line active this morning. Mm-hmm. What do you got?
217 texture, the most reasonable liberal I've heard on the topic.
Antoine Seawright.
And he's still a clown. And then there's a little emoji of a clown face. Thank mm-hmm. you for that. And
Where would we be without emojis today?
I know. Who would have thought it?
Wow.
Trump needs to release all of the Peter Stroke, Lisa Page documents, not just a select few, and start building the wall. He has to answer to no one to build the wall. The deep state is alive
well. There's stuff that is coming out that is just, you can't believe that's possible, that that would happen, because we like to think there's no way it's that tainted. There's no way. These guys are professionals. They work for the United States, not a political party or point of view. They're doing justice. That's what I want to think. And you've seen some of this. It's totally biased. It's not fair. If it was flipped, this would be foam coming out of every reporter's mouth. It is unbelievable what the Stroke Page texts are suggesting, what they've done. I mean, it could be this Obama administration spied on Donald Trump for no other reason except he was the Republican. I mean, we need to know about that, because that's not right either way. You can't spy on a Democrat. You can't spy on that's just wrong. And have the Justice Department involved. Ew. Anyway, there's a lot more coming out on this, because declassified documents were released about FISA last night. So we're going to know a lot more coming up.
Okay. And then Gary and Muhammad talked about America's team, Stevie.
Chicago Bears?
I believe
Bears are lots better. I'm telling you. Who's this new guy? I don't even know the coach's name. A young guy, 39-year-old kid. He's got some energy on that sideline. And the Bears, they got my attention last night, and I never liked Seattle.
Sorry.
I just don't like Pete Carroll. What he did in USC, Reggie Bush, his family got a house, all that money. Oh, he just left, went and took another multi-million-dollar job. Anyway, Illinois coming up. We play Penn State. We're like 26.5-point underdogs. But we get five players back. Remember the suspended guys?
Right.
Three of them are starters.
Okay.
A couple in the defensive secondary. Is it possible that we'd have much better deep coverage on a couple of those big balls late in that game against South Florida? Probably. But whatever they did, they've done their time. Three games. And here's hoping they learn from it and don't get suspended again. But, yeah, it's a tall order. I think the crowd will be pretty electric. I don't know how big it'll be. I was convinced we'd get 50,000 on a Friday night if we'd have gone 3-0. It's probably going to be 35,000 or 40,000. That's probably the reality. But do we have rain? Because that's going to be a real damper.
That's true.
Do we have rain in the forecast for Friday night?
There is. And it just depends on when. It's a 60% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Yeah. High 86, low 57.
All right, we'll just play that one by ear.
Okay.
All right, CMI, CMIclean.com. They are local. They've got the stuff you need for flu season. They've got what you need if you have a gym or just an area that you really need disinfected. CMI has advanced technology, applies the cleaning, coating, disinfectants more effectively. Over 46 years of experience with expertise and the janitorial supplies. All the gizmos and the gadgets and the machinery, they've got it all, and they're local and they're wonderful. Betsy and Brad Parks, 359-6262, or visit them at cmiclean.com.
Another texter says, Stevie, Feinstein sat on this letter that she received in July. The revelation is cold and calculated by the Democrats.
Well, then everybody involved has is a Democrat. And then listen, she needs to be heard. I'm all for that. But why didn't you ask about this 3 months ago?
Well, the text goes on to talk about her involvement in the election and the Democrats in 2012 and things like that.
Well, so. But you know, when you question her coming up Monday, you better be careful. This is a Me Too time. And you better, you know, be very understanding. And I think you should be. I would presume something happened to this woman. Was it Brett Kavanaugh? Was it somebody else? Was it Brett Kavanaugh said he wasn't even at the party. How would you remember what party you were at 36 years ago?
Right.
It was at the pool house. I don't know. Maybe you remember certain locations of parties, but I have a very difficult time remembering parties I attended when I was in high school. Believe me. Be right back. ESPN 93.5, text in 359-2255. I am Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. It's 7:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh says he's looking forward to clearing his name. The woman accusing him of sexual assault in high school, Christine Blasey Ford, is also invited to testify at a Senate hearing Monday.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says Ford's allegations ought to be treated with the utmost gravity.
I believe her. Many, many, many Americans believe her.
Their testimony means Thursday's Judiciary Committee confirmation vote will be delayed.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. President Trump's ordered the declassification of surveillance warrant applications and FBI text messages related to the Russia election meddling investigation.
Democrats like Nancy Pelosi say releasing classified material like this is desperate and dangerous. But Republican Peter King tells Fox News at night,
the American people will find out that there was no basis for these FISA warrants.
A Justice Department spokesman says they are already working on the president's request.
Fox's Sean Langell. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Yeah, ESPN 93.5. We're going to find out what it takes to kind of get over an aftermath of a hurricane around here. It'd be like the aftermath of a tornado.
Uh-huh.
Stand by. News now brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Urbana leaders on Monday approved a more than $8 million deal with the Illinois Department of Transportation to improve the area of University Avenue between Wright and Maple Streets. WCIA says there have been several accidents in that area over the last several years, including some fatal accidents. IDOT is covering most of the cost of the construction. The city of Urbana will be accountable for $210,000. New numbers on the grandstand concerts for this year's Illinois State Fair, and they show the concerts lost money overall. The State Journal Register said the eight grandstand shows took in about $1.39 million in ticket sales and paid out $1.6 million to the performers. Weather canceled what could have been a big winner. Country star Thomas Rhett's show sold $434,000 in tickets, more than any other show, and paid out $300,000 to Rhett and his opener. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Justin Gensler, Vice President with Illinois National Bank. Few people can say banking is their passion, but I can. I've been in the banking business since I was just 15 years old. I'm just as passionate about my community, helping you achieve the American dream, and giving back to local groups and charities. Come see me at Illinois National Bank's new location on Neal Street in downtown Champaign, and let's talk about this community we all love.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years, wattscopy.com.
Sunshine today, warm, high 92, low 66, chance of shower or thunderstorm briefly at 10%, 40% chance of late afternoon and evening showers tomorrow, high 91, low 71, up to 94 with sunshine by Thursday, 86 with a 60% chance of scattered showers Friday, clouds on Saturday, high 73, 20% chance of rain, partly cloudy Sunday, high 78. So, temperatures currently at 69, ESPN 93.5.
All right, more text, 359-2255, talking Brett Kavanaugh and the accusations against him from 36 years ago.
Yes, Jim and St. Joe. Stevie, when she first came out on TV, her comment, "I will do whatever is needed," tells me everything I need
to know. Who says that?
I believe Feinstein, I would think.
I think the Democrats have committed to stopping, initially anyway, said they're going to do whatever's needed, okay?
Okay. And then we had a text in from, this is locking up on me.
Okay.
Michael had said, the reason to wait is obvious. The reason to wait is to try to buy time for Democrats to gain seats in November. It's as simple as that.
Yep. So here's what's going to happen. They're going to the woman's life's going to be changed forever, right? You're going to demonize her in some circles. And then Brett Kavanaugh is going to say, I wasn't even there. I didn't do this. She's going to say and describe it, what happened. And then you kind of need to know if she was drunk, right? Isn't that pertinent information? Had you been drinking? Because that can cloud things. Maybe it was. Maybe it was somebody else. I mean, it could have been. I think mistaken identity is certainly, and to question her account, I don't know what happened to her. Maybe this happened. I don't know. The point is this where we're going when it comes to important people running for office or up for the high court? If a person comes out and says, this happened to me, and they are very credible, can this, without any other proof, it's a he said, she said, can this end the nominee of anybody? I mean, if you're going to do that, you've got to be consistent. And I would say you're going to open yourself up for a whole lot if this is what it's going to be without a lot more corroboration. I mean, it can happen to anybody. You can have accusations against anybody. And how do you know it's right? How do you know it's not a lie? You don't know. So it's unbelievable what kind of zoo is going to be Monday. I mean, it's going to be crazy. All right, Lee Richardson's a friend, licensed professional counselor. How are you, Lee?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Well, we're trying to, you know, had all the news last week of the hurricane. Center of Tropical Depression Florence left the Carolinas, but there's chaos and deaths and flooding and just a mess. How do you talk to your kids about losing your home?
Well, you know, it's a hard conversation to have because a lot of times kids have lost more than their home. Maybe they've lost their school, too. When you think back to Hurricane Harvey in Houston, my gosh, you know, many of the schools were closed down. And so you don't have your home. In school, when you're a kid, school is your stability. You don't have your school. So where is your stability? And are you relocating? Are you going to have to go live with a relative in another state? Mm. So it's a stressful situation. And I think, you know, what I suggest to parents is before you start talking, use your observation skills. You know, try to figure out where they are, because are they in shock or denial? You know, do they seem real confused about their surroundings? When you ask them questions, do they struggle to respond? Or on the other side, they may be feeling some aggression. That's not unusual at all after a traumatic event. And that aggression can be because they feel, you know, even kids can feel guilty. Well, if I would have helped mom, or if I would have done this, it wouldn't have been as bad. Or they can turn that aggression somewhere else.
Yeah.
So watch for those mood swings, you know, watch and see where is my kid with all this. When I turn the TV on and it comes on TV, do they immediately leave the room?
Yeah, no, and I think two kids are going to be looking at mom and dad. If you're crying or you're yelling, it's not going to help.
No, it's not. Because, you know, we model behavior, unfortunately, as parents, every single minute of the day.
Yep. Because they're watching, and they're going to take the lead and the mood, and they're going to take everything from you, whether you like it or not, or whether you know it or not. Whatever you do, they're going to do.
Absolutely. And if they stay, you know, anytime you go through that trauma, that brain puts the rest of the body, the autonomic nervous system, it puts it in a state of hyperarousal, you know? And so are your kids, are you just waiting? Are you on the lookout for the next dangerous thing that might happen to you?
Mm-hmm.
Because if that's what you're looking for, that's what they're going to be looking
for.
Yeah,
kids need to be hugged and loved, right?
They need to feel safe,
yeah.
You know? And even something as simple as, you know, if they're sitting there and they're looking like they're just kind of shaky, put a blanket on their shoulders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, different things. Anything to make them feel safe. You know, that stuffed animal.
Cool.
And sometimes be a best friend.
1988. Remember Hurricane Hugo?
Oh.
It was Charleston, South Carolina was kind of the eye of that thing. And we were doing a toy drive. And partnered with the radio, said stuffed animal. I just flashback. But this was a stuffed animal story. So we fly all the way to Charleston, South Carolina. We have 600 bags of toys.
Wow.
We'd help gather. It was a big deal that we really worked hard, and we went to South Carolina to distribute them. And we were in a dingy, very poorly lit holodome in Charleston, South Carolina, with families that had lost everything. Their houses they saw down the street. So this couple comes in. I'm talking to them, and there's you know, tears streaming down their face as they saw their bedroom in this neighborhood, and they saw their, it was gone. And they had a little girl that had not talked for a month. She was probably about 6. She had lost her favorite white teddy bear. And they opened a bag of 600, and on the top of that bag was her white teddy bear, exactly the same, new. She smiled. Her parents cried. She spoke for the first time. I went home that night, and I told Janet, I saw the face of God today.
Yes, amen, brother, you did.
How did that 600 bags, and we open up to her white teddy bear that devastated her because she lost it. And there it was again.
Wow.
So you said stuffed animal. Leah, you just took me 30 years ago. It's just, wow. I never forget that. And the faith these kids, the people standing there, there was light in their eyes, and they're just bawling. I mean, and we had Gifford, Illinois recently. They lost half the town to a tornado. Same thing. It's devastation. It's all gone. It's really hard to, you say, well, it can't happen to me. It does. It happens to everybody. I mean, it could happen to anybody. Lee Richardson, licensed professional counselor. How do people find you?
You can find me online at thebrainperformancecenter.com, or you can always give us a call, and we're happy to chat and help anybody we can, 817-500-4863.
You just have that very consoling voice there, Lee. Good work. Nice, always a pleasure. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Lee Richardson, her name. ESPN 93.5, 743.
I got a text in saying I've worked with 3 hurricanes, and truthfully, trauma came when the insurance companies reworded the policy, and there was no insurance to cover the true trauma that these victims felt and that I worked for. And believe me, it happened on the 3 hurricanes that I worked for.
Like a Red Cross.
Right.
I'm telling you what, this is probably a lesson for all of us. I don't know if you call Geico. I don't know if you call Kurt Lenschow.
Just whoever, but
find out
your policy.
What it says.
Uh-huh.
The insurance companies are not into charity. If it isn't written, they're not paying.
Right.
So what you probably ought to do on a nice sunny day is ensure what you have and understand what you have.
Mm-hmm.
What if the floodwaters come to Champagne in my cupboard?
Or is it flooding within the house, like a pipe burst?
Understand what you have.
Right.
That is a really good thing to do, a checkup on your insurance coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And know what you're covered for if, God forbid, something bad happens. That's a great thing to do today.
So that was one text regarding what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
But at least five have come in about the Kavanaugh stuff. Should we hit
Yeah,
those?
Let's do that. Let's do our sports.
Okay.
We'll do our Ask the Vet and more on Brett Kavanaugh from you. We'd love to hear from you. 359-2255, 744.
Jets has been making the best pizza on the planet for 40 years because they're committed to quality. Enjoy the Eugene Supreme Detroit-style pizza loaded with Italian sausage, onions, green and mild peppers with premium mozzarella, just $14.99. Jets. Better because it has to be.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. And right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $28.99 or a Mobil 1 Oil Filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
At Body and Soul, they take pride in giving you the perfect fit for your athletic shoes. Their team of experts will help you in selecting the style that fits your purpose and your feet. Body and Soul has offered the best prices and best quality for more than 30 years. And they aren't just shoes. Whether it's walking, running, swimming, or biking, or whether it's for you or the whole team, visit Mike or Jed and their experienced staff at Body and Soul, Route 45 Savoy. Call 356-8926 or visit Body, the letter N, SoulSports.com.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobil Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobil Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobil Meter app or go to mobilmeter.us.
For three decades, generations of fans have turned to Cardinals Magazine for unbeatable variety and one-of-a-kind insight into Cardinals baseball. Why? Because where else can you find the stars of the present, heroes of the past, and faces of the future in every issue? Only in Cardinals Magazine. Let Cardinals Magazine help you experience this season like no other. Subscribe today at 314-345-9000 or at cardinals.com/publications.
Here we go. Sports headlines on ESPN 93.5.
St. Louis Cardinals win over Atlanta 11-6. They've got a game today. You'll hear it here on ESPN 93.5. Cardinals now tied with the Dodgers, I believe. This wild card race is interesting, and the St. Louis Cardinals have had 35 victories since the All-Star break.
Well, and you know what? There are 11 games left. 8 of them are with playoff teams, so the Cardinals have their hands full. Matt Carpenter's been a little bit dry here in the month of August. They're a little nervous. He's only hitting 200, I think, over the last few dozen games. So we need him to light it back up. Anyway, mm-hmm. Cardinals are right there. They're half a game ahead of Colorado this morning for the second wild card spot. They would go to Milwaukee if the season ended today for one game, playing the Chicago Cubs in the best of five after
nice.
That. Oh, boy.
Javier Baez, Chris Bryant, homers helped lift the Cubs to victory over Arizona 5-1 yesterday. 8:40 first pitch heard on U.S. 105.9 as the Cubs and Diamondbacks go at it once again. Chicago White Sox with the day off yesterday will face Cleveland today. NFL Monday Night Football action had
the Bears
on top. The final was 24-17 over Seattle. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
359-2255. You want to ask the vet, Dr. Todd, coming up.
Houlihan's is now offering Sunday brunch from 9 to 2. Enjoy some of Houlihan's favorites in addition to new brunch items such as stuffed French toast, buttermilk pancakes, Southwest skillet, house-made quiche, avocado toast, and mushroom spinach and goat cheese omelets. Have Sunday brunch outdoors with a mimosa or Bloody Mary in hand and great company at Houlihan's on their beautiful, secluded patio. Can't make it to brunch? Houlihan's has patio play every Thursday this summer from 6 to 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. featuring live local music. Check out Houlihan's on their Facebook page.
Jen Shelby invites you to Ford of Hoopston. It's time for Fall Fusion Clearance with prior year model Fusions at thousands off sticker. They all come with a lifetime powertrain plus full factory warranty. Save thousands and drive off in a brand new car. Current model year vehicles have incredible prices too. Save up to $7,500 on Ford Explorer or get up to $12,500 in savings on the best-selling Ford F-150 or 0% for 72 months. Visit them on Route 1 in Hoopston or fordofhoopston.com.
Are you ready for game day in Liddyville? Get all your orange and blue gear from Game Day Spirit. Game Day Spirit is the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, providing all Illinois fans, alumni, and students with the best gear for the best team. Shop from a wide variety of t-shirts and sweatshirts, brands, and styles to help you support your Fighting Illini. Get your gear from Game Day and go Illini.
Every Tuesday, we try and answer a few veterinary-type questions. Dr. Todd Likens is at the Pet Pro there at Madison Kirby, also next to the police station in Mahomet. You have a very active Mahomet setup as well, don't you?
It's getting to be. It's growing all the time. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. Well, how do you do that, man? You are one. Have you cloned? Is that you I saw, or was that a clone?
I'm working on cloning. That's for sure.
Man.
I need it.
Okay, so you also breed these unbelievable dogs that are mellower than a golden. They're white goldens, technically English creams, registered as retrievers here. But they're kind of from Great Britain, and these dogs are ridiculous, except for shedding. They're a 10. They're unbelievable smart. You are pregnant. Not you, but your dog. How many dogs are in? I mean, talk to me.
Okay, first of all, you know, we're not doing this because it's crazy, but we've had zero litters this year. And so Mother Nature plays cruel tricks when we breed some of these dogs and they don't get pregnant. So this time we bred four dogs and thought, well, not all of them are going to get pregnant. Well, Mother Nature, being cruel again, says we have four pregnant dogs.
Oh, my.
Including the long-awaited Sterling Silver litter is on the way.
Oh, my goodness. So this could be 30 puppies.
It could be. I hope not.
I mean, and tell people, because you know, they have puppies under the stairs. It's really cute. You guys hand-raise these puppies. Thus, they're incredibly calm and mellow and loving and all these incredible things. But what goes into a puppy at your house?
It's a 24/7 job. I mean, it's just like a baby. We handle them right from the get-go. They're played with. They're trained to do things. You know, we like to have them sit and do things like that, but a lot of stimulating games to play with them. They go swimming in a ball pit. It's fun, something new activity every day to keep life interesting. So they get used to the world is full of unexpected things.
Uh-huh.
So I'm actively recruiting people now. So
you're hiring some loving, wonderful people that love dogs, right?
Yep, we have dog pros out there. We call them puppy nannies. So, you know, it's kind of crazy with my mom moving in now, Ma Kibble.
Wow.
So I'm, you know, hiring for Ma Kibble. It's kind of, I feel like I'm in expansion mode. So, but the businesses are good. You know, dog food's great. Yeah. Everything's going good.
You got this fabulous dog food that Taste of the Wild is one of the best dog foods out there. You're selling it for less than anywhere I've seen it at $39.99. People can come by and buy a bag of this incredible dog food for only $39.99. That's amazing. But back to the puppies, what should people consider before getting a puppy?
Well, first of all, in our system, we will check out the lifestyle and make sure it's a match for what we're looking for. But do you have time for a puppy? I mean, if you get a puppy and you work all the time, is it really fair to a puppy that's full of energy and everything to spend 8 hours while you're at work and then another 8 hours at night? So that's 16 hours a day in a crate. That's how you can get problems behaviorally. So people that have that kind of job need a little older dog. So when you get a puppy, you've got to have time available to spend with it and help it develop.
And a lot of patience.
And a lot of patience, yep. Yes.
Yeah, it sure does. All right, how do people find you? By the way, you can do your amazing baths for only $20 at Dr. Todd's. That's phenomenal.
Walterized, that's what we call it around here. So we're beginning to draw from a very wide area for the baths now, and the people come and they come back. So
that's great.
That's cool.
And it's kind of a zoo. I mean, you see the dogs there.
Yeah, it's a zoo here.
Todd's life is, who's going to work, and voom, the car fills
up. I think
up.
My next step is a coffee shop in the lobby so everybody can have coffee while they watch the craziness.
If the federal government impounded your Prius, could they truly, with all their technology, get all the dog hair out of that car?
No. And it's like, they don't like me at the car cleaning places. Yeah. They point at me as soon as I drive in.
Oh, no.
And they said, oh, no, not him.
I'm on break. There's Bruce.
Yeah.
Bruce.
Yeah. They automatically charge me more as soon as I walk up.
Listen, I appreciate you. How do people find you?
We're at Kirby Manis in Champaign, and we're at by the police station on Route 150 in Mahomet.
You're the man. Thank you, Todd.
All right, see you guys.
That's Bruce talking. That's one of their big studs.
Yeah.
He is like Dino from the Flintstones.
Uh-huh.
If you don't talk to him and only him and look him in the eyes, he has a problem.
He's the alpha dog.
He's just don't talk to any other dog. Dr. Todd Likens every Tuesday, ESPN 93.5, 754. All right, we were talking about Brett Kavanaugh and the accusations against this possible nominee and why it happened at the last minute and the last week. A woman should be heard. I don't think there's any. I totally think she should be heard. But Brett Kavanaugh should be heard as well. And they're both going to go in a public session. It will be a circus, very much Anita Hill-like, if you're old enough to remember that.
1991.
I believe it'll be more crazy than that. There'll be live anchors on location. Here we are. And he said, she said. And then you just have to decide, I guess, on credibility and what to do with it. If they're both good, what do you do if you don't have any corroborating evidence? What do we get in on the text line?
Okay, so I wanted to start with what I would like to know is, Kavanaugh didn't look like such a done deal with Feinstein. Would she have ever released the letter? Would she have just covered it up?
Well, my understanding is she was didn't comment on the letter because she was protecting the woman. Well, what changed? Desperation? You shouldn't out a woman who doesn't want to talk. Presumably, she didn't want to do this. Her life's changed forever. Can you imagine the arrows coming at her? That's why women don't want to talk about stuff sometimes. They don't want to be the spotlight on these things. And I don't know if it happened to her. I have no idea. Nobody does except, the woman and whoever it was, if it was Brett Kavanaugh. If it was Brett Kavanaugh and there's proof of it, then he needs to be impeached from the current judgeship he's in the circuit or something. So
Jake brings up the point. Is there any truth to the story that the woman's parents are being subject of bankruptcy trial in which Judge Kavanaugh's mother presided? Jim says also Kavanaugh's mother, a judge, ruled against Ford's parents and foreclosed on them. Numerous students in Ford's class wrote that she holds grudges. She's very vindictive.
Well, I mean, again, all this now coming out is the entire world's press descend on Palo Alto, where she's from, where she's a professor, Stanford or Berkeley or something. So she's changed her life, whether she wanted to or not. And again, how do you know what happened? Again, if they both say that he did this and I didn't do that, what do you do?
All I needed to see, Stevie, is that the woman accusing Kavanaugh was at a university, professor, liberal from California, in parentheses, very liberal. Liberals do whatever if Obama was under investigation. I'm flipping into another text. It takes to stop this. Do whatever it takes to stop it.
Well, I know they wanted to stop this nomination. White comes out in the 11th hour. So there's all those questions. But again, in a time we are now with the Me Too, and you've got to respect, what she has to say. Maybe it happened. Maybe it didn't. Maybe it was somebody else. I know it was 36 years ago when they were in high school.
Right. And Gary says, it's pathetic to think that Democrats are so driven to advance their ideology by destroying a good man. I don't believe a word of it. And by the way, Stevie, Chicago Cubs are America's team.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. We're thinking, what was that, Bears?
No, I think so.
Cubs, I gotcha. All right, we'll be right back. Any other text, please feel free to text in anything you think. 359-2255. Rachel Sutherland will give us the very latest. She's been busy this morning covering the Brett Kavanaugh story. More on that next. ESPN 93.5, your Fox News and local news with Jamie coming up.
Autumn is calling as the leaves start falling, and Prospect Bank is bringing you Leaves of Opportunity to make your money grow. Open a new CD with a minimum of $500 to earn 2.05 annual percentage yield for 6 months, all the way to 2.20 APY for 18 months. Plus, you can increase your earnings by adding money at any time. See us today to open your Leaves of Opportunity CD. Prospect Bank, the Opportunity Bank, online at bankprospect.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Scotty's Brewhouse, you'll enjoy delicious burgers, award-winning wings, and ice-cold beer while watching your favorite sporting events. Join Scotty's Brewhouse for their all-day, everyday drink specials. Choose from $3 domestic or $4 craft beer pints, $5 margaritas, or try one of their new $5 crusher cocktails. Make Scotty's Brewhouse your game day destination and enjoy these great specials available all day, every day. Scotty's Brewhouse, located at 2001 South Neal Street, Champaign's craft beer sports bar.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbors Nursery. There are two big things going on right now at Country Arbors. All our trees are 20% off. If you lost a tree to the ash borer or have a new home that needs some shade, now is a perfect time to come pick out a tree at Country Arbors. The other big event is the start of mum season. Country Arbors is the largest grower of mums in our area, and our large 3-gallon mum is just $6. Country Arbors is the home of the giant $6 mum. Choose from 66 varieties and lots of different sizes and pots. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery, a family tradition of growing plants for 153 years. Visit countryarbors.com for more information.
Take your home's interior from drab to delightful with the help of Tim Donaldson and his awesome team at The Blind Man. You'll find everything from beautiful energy-efficient window fashions and draperies to fabrics, bedding, and upholstery from exceptional suppliers like Hunter Douglas, Casmere, Duralee, Fabricut, and Carroll. Let The Blind Man's interior design services team help you coordinate all the elements that fit your style and budget. Call The Blind Man Hunter Douglas Gallery.